Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And again, today's date is Saturday, November the 13th, 2010. I want to invite everybody to stay tuned in the upcoming hour for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for staying tuned. Today, our guest is L.B. Bork, author of The Red Amendment. The amendment that is designed to keep us enslaved and in the red for our entire life, to keep us bankrupt, both financially and morally. And LB, well, you know, why don't you go on with what you were saying about civil disobedience?
Well, I don't know where to start here. There's a lot of disinformation going around out there, and unfortunately, it's because there's a lot of people that are basing their foundation or principles on whimsical or false information.
I love Mark Twain's quote. He says, most people get their information or in their opinion secondhand, and they get it from people who get their information secondhand. And so it's just like the mainstream news media. You know, somebody at the top writes a story and hands it out to all the stations, and all the stations have the same human interest story every single morning. You know, they saved some, you know, some starving horses, or, you know, they rescued, you know, the lady who had 400 cats, and, you know, some nonsense that is designed to impinge on your emotional state.
Right. Well, you know, that's the problem in a nutshell. Mark Twain, you know, nothing changes, nothing new under the sun. That's what I tell people. On the Island Makers Project, we have a lexicon of definitions or words, terms we came up with. And that is the first one. All roads lead to Rome. And basically we say nothing's changed here, nothing's different, nothing new under the sun. Same stuff, different year, different locations.
And let's talk about the Island Makers Project for just a minute. The idea of the Island Makers Project is, you know, this whole idea that I talked about, you know, a month or so ago about unity among, you know, the citizens out here. And, of course, the powers that be are maintaining their control by dividing and conquering. And, I was so upset, you know, this past week after people attacked you on the show last week, you know, for superficial reasons, and you know, these are people that all want the same thing. They want freedom from this tyranny, and yet, you know, because we disagree on the words, you know, it's just amazing to me. In any case, these Island Makers are people like the Tea Party movement, and like all these other movements out there. You know, Numbers USA, and, you know, Reduce DC, and, you know, Shrink Government, and they're all, you know, have some good points, but they're all disparate, and they're all making their own islands out there, which keeps the powers that be in control.
Right. And this even extends, we'll get back to the civil disobedience issue, but even the NRA, I was talking to a friend yesterday, same friend we discussed quite a bit. It's one of the only people in this area locally that I can really talk to that understands what's going on, named Jim. We were talking about even the NRA. He got a call from the NRA. They are a gatekeeper in the Island Maker fashion, because what their job is to keep everyone's civil rights under protection under the 14th Amendment. There's strict, and I'll pull it up again. I don't know if I read it on this show before, but there's a recent court case where they blatantly state that the Constitution as it existed prior to the 14th Amendment does not exist anymore. But, you know, so what the NRA's job is to make sure the people's not natural rights for gun possession or right of ownership is protected, but they kind of are the political action group or committee that goes to D.C. and makes sure your civil rights are protected.
So you have a civil right as long as there's no crisis and no emergency, and they don't take your civil right away from you because it's simply an operation of law.
Right. So that's the problem. You know, there's all these sorts of island makers that keep the system. We call them maintainers and all. Some of them annoying, some of them unknowing. But anyone that's participating in this political system under the 14th Amendment, and that's the thing that people don't realize. The law continues, all this private law, at the will of the legislature, via, you know, acts of the state, act of the United States, treaties, which are international law, private international law. All these things are controlling people, via their participation. And long as people are participating politically, it's their government. And if they resist it, someone like Erwin Schiff, for example, don't follow their laws, they're being civilly disobedient, and there's you know, penalties for that. So, if you're voting, it's a catch-22. You're going to be hammered by the civil law that
I like the way that the book, you know, defines the government as an insurgent government.
Yes.
That this is not a lawful de jure government, and that in fact the lawful de jure government and the strict and literal interpretation of the Constitution still exists in the republics. And the republics still exist, but very, very, very few people that I've found are able to live there because, you know,
they're taking the benefits of the private law, which, you know, right. We were talking a few minutes
and
ago.
I'm hearing the signal there for us to go back to break, and we're a little bit late. So hold that thought. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Another word from our sponsor.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com. Hey,
sleeping here every day. There's a reason I just do it all over again.
Our guest today, L.B. Bork, the author of The Red Amendment. And L.B., before the break, we were talking about the NRA and how they're a gatekeeper, and how that, you know, when we accept this U.S. citizenship, we trade our God-given, you know, unalienable rights, you know, rights that we're, you know, not supposed to be able to give away. But we trade these rights for privileges of the corporate state. And, of course, you know, when we talk about rights, if you're a U.S. citizen, the only rights that you have are civil rights. And these rights are made by legislation. And, of course, the legislation can take these rights away. In fact, there's even legislation in place now that says that, you know, in the case of an emergency as declared by the governor, the chief magistrate in the state, that you don't have any rights. In fact, in Massachusetts, if they declare a medical emergency, you know, the law specifically says that you don't have any civil rights at all. So people can understand the only way to get back your God-given rights is to expatriate from the United States and go back to the de jure republic of your birth. And, you know, this doesn't mean that there's no law. This means that, you know, you're held more accountable than other people. You have to be responsible for yourself. You have to take ownership of yourself. You can no longer be an infant, you know, living in this corporate state with limited liability. You now have unlimited liability.
Right. And I personally had an experience with limited liability, and it really had shown me, because I had a corporation, and of course I was talked into it by an attorney, saying that's what you want to do. And of course, being a sheep at that point in my life, I accepted it and didn't question it. And what it showed me is it alleviated the responsibility of people to one another. And it hurts, and it still hurts today. You know, it's a blemish in my life, you know, that happened, even though
Well, you know, people don't understand the effect of a corporation. When you go and form a corporation, the word incorporate means to join with. And when you register a corporation, the word register means bond surety. And so when you register your corporation with the state, you effectively give ownership of the corporation to the state.
Yeah, and they control you.
Mm-hmm. They control all corporations. And so you're going and you're joining with the state is what's happening. Now, why do you want this? Well, oh, it limits your liability. Well, that's nonsense, because you can't borrow money in the United States today without a personal guarantee anyhow.
Right.
And so any you know, if you're a small business, so any you know, supposed safety or, you know, limited liability from that perspective is totally mute.
Nonsense. Let me add to that, in regard to attorneys, which I have very little a need for. They're, you know, the lawyer jokes, we could go on for an hour here, I'm sure. But what it does is they can pierce the corporate veil easily. And if you don't have the money to pay a battery of attorneys to do that, to defend it, they're going to do it. So it's a waste of time and money, unless you got a lot of money. So the best thing to do is live under God's law and handle your contracts properly without the state. That's the whole principle of
and that's state the nationals. Free enterprise system. And the free enterprise system is that you and I exchange something of value. You give me something of value, I give you something of value. But the minute that we bring the Federal Reserve note to the party, we bring two more parties to the deal. And there's no longer free enterprise. Why? Because one, you're using an imported commodity known as the Federal Reserve note, which the federal government has the right to tariff. And so every time you exchange that note, you exchange a tax liability. But if I give you, you know, a cabinet that I made out of wood, and you give me, you know, 100 of your books, you know, then we've exchanged value for value at free enterprise. Nobody else is involved, and there's no tax liability in the exchange, or there shouldn't be. Of course, the United States government wants to tax everything, tax all barter as well.
Well, see, get down to fundamental principles of the United States. A lot of people don't understand that it's a federation. I've been telling people lately, and
the Union of States
can argue with this. Yeah, the United States of America, the federal government has always been a corporation. It's an incorporation of the state, supposedly. Of course, if we want to get into conspiracies, I believe it was a private enterprise by certain people, and we could talk about that for hours, I'm sure. But
well, I mean, really, the New World, the whole of the United States was, you know, private enterprise for King George.
Yes, I mean, and we covered that briefly last hour about, you know, we're still under England's control somewhat. That can be argued, okay, but I'm not a proponent of the Constitution. I think it's evil. But anyway, back to my point. The states are supposedly the incorporators. In other words, the United States of America could not exist without the states. So, having that in mind, the Constitution, in maybe not, some people might disagree with it, but this is my opinion. It's technically a treaty. It's an international law. It's private law. It's grounded in private law. So anything to do with the Constitution of the United States is private. It's part of the compact with the states. What the 14th Amendment does is actually pull the private law, the people into the United States government control under private, totally a private law, one-on-one, instead of having the state be their agent in certain matters.
Yeah, and that's what people have to understand. If you're a state national, then basically you're a party to the state's constitution, and the state now acts as your agent, and they protect you by virtue of their contract with the federal union, the Federated Union of the United States. And so you are, in effect, insulated from the federal government.
Unless there's some quasi-public law that might affect you. I call it quasi-public because it's under contract and it affects everyone. One of the general principles of public law is that it affects everyone under a certain condition. It doesn't matter. They have public international law too. Private international law is treaty. But you have public law, which is a state constitution, for example. It affects everyone within that jurisdiction or who is a citizen or national of that country or state. So then you get into the private law aspects. And that's what I went over in the latest edition of the Red Amendment, the union construct and how everything works, how statutes are put together. And it's I don't know, I just read another comment from someone today saying that this puts all the pieces together. He said it connects the dots. And, you know, it's been out for 10 years, but it goes virtually ignored by the movement, and they go into these ridiculous, you know, positions of different people, and they end up going to jail, getting in trouble, etc. And they totally ignored the coalition. And that's why we did the Island Makers Project, because I'm just tired of it. People not understanding the law, but these other people are still getting press. They listen to them, and most of them, one of my hated people last week doesn't even know the foundational principles, the people that called in that don't like me. And if there is anyone that says what we're doing doesn't work, it's because they probably aren't following the instructions, quote unquote. You know, it's like you got to do things a certain way. And someone tried a coup d'etat this week within our organization. And it's funny that the people that attempted it and were against me, none of them really give the Bible any weight. And also, two of them aren't even state nationals. So these people are looking for shortcuts.
Hold that thought as you hear chickens. The music there in the background. We have to go for one more word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with our guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork, author of The Red Amendment. And just before the break, it seemed to me you were describing something that may be described in your lexicon, the Island Maker's lexicon, as a fence walker, a person that preaches the Constitution is being violated and wants constitutional freedom, but may also want the benefits of the private law that only applies to United States citizens. These types are considered hypocrites and are dangerous to the education of others. And it seems to me that this is the most common thing out there, these fence walkers, and I have to admit that I am one of these fence walkers. And it's, you know, it's frankly tearing me apart.
Yeah. It tears families apart and people apart. It's, you know, when I saw the movie The Matrix, I already had my foundation of understanding and learning. It just blew me away that someone put a movie together like this. Because, I tell you, that movie is so profound in its exposure of what is really going on. Of course, it's done in a science fiction manner, but it's a very difficult decision. When I found out the governments were not lawful about 12 years ago when I started my research, because when I got into this, people would say you don't want to be a 14th Amendment citizen, and they really couldn't tell the whole scope of what was going on or why you shouldn't be in this and that. And So that's why I started to do my own research on the citizen of the United States terminology and kind of trace it back. And of course, it came to the Red Amendment writing, or the writing of the Red Amendment. But
I want you to talk a little bit about the expatriation law that was passed just before the Reconstruction Amendments to make sure that there was remedy for when they passed the amendment, the 14th Amendment, right?
Right. One of the most telling things is, I wrote an article called Treason by Design back in, I think it was year 2000, somewhere in that period, right after the Red Amendment, or my mind's a fog, man. I can't even remember. I was thinking this morning, geez, when did I date this woman that I dated in high school? Then I tried to get back together with my ex-wife, and just, it's all last 15 years has been a fog for me. But, in regards to, that article, someone sent me a book by Lysander Spooner. I wasn't familiar with Lysander Spooner at that time. And he wrote an article called, No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. And not that I agreed with all his findings and beliefs, because of, the guys that wrote the Constitution had signed it and no one else signed it. Everyone can take an oath to uphold it, which is effectively almost the same. It kind of gives it the same validity. It's not as hard of contract, if you will, but it's still a belief in it, and there's laws that cover that. But anyway, the most telling thing, besides bitching about the bankers being the problem in this article, is he said they're instituting a government of consent. So basically, everyone that is consenting by silence or by voting are the ones that are really in the system. So back to the Expatriation Act, that's what they did to cover people's right to not participate in this government, because actually it does say in verbiage, it constructs the verbiage in Section 2, that it is a crime to vote, and it, because you're rebelling against the lawful political system and the original constitutional system. So it's very craftily written, and if anyone wants to read that, it's in an article called Historical Error is the best one. Of course, I go over this in the Red Amendment, but actually that this document is better written than what's explained in the Red Amendment, because the Red Amendment covers a lot of territory. This article is specifically written explaining Section 2 and how it works and what it does. Actually, it's called Historical Error because I was listening to one of Lou Rockwell's people, Thomas Woods, one day. I was listening to or watching a video he put together, and he was saying on there that Section 1 is the only one that's in operation now, and Section 2 and the others aren't used anymore. My mouth about hit the floor. So these are the people that are out there damaging the movement because they're telling people wrong information. Now, Section 2 does has the main purpose of it, aside doing other things, which I go over in Historical Error, it also, its main purpose, it does a lot of things, but its main purpose is to refigure or override, it overrides the original representation apportionment for the states. Who's sent to Congress. That's how they figure, who's represented. So it's not used anymore. So it's ridiculous.
It's not, huh? They've
not,
used the double
not
negative.
Used anymore.
Yes, to make it's used.
It's used. Yeah, well, I was using double negatives like they do in this thing. It's like ridiculous. They did it on purpose, like my cousin Randy says. He goes, you read the Constitution, it's all pretty simple. Then you get to this 14th Amendment, Section 2. It's convoluted as heck. And they did that on purpose to confuse people so they could bury in there that you're a criminal because you're voting. And it's very devious and deceptive. And I have to agree that, like a lot of other people, tell me, you have to give it to these guys or hand it to them, even though they're evil. It's very ingenious what they've done. And I
agree with that. The way they've set up this dual system.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and today is Saturday, November the 13th, and we're speaking with L.B. Bork, the author of The Red Amendment, and, you know, I'm just, you know, I wanted today's show, really, L.B., and this is the prime thing, I wanted, you know, you really to focus and I to focus on this whole nationality issue to make people aware that each state is a separate country. Each of these countries has a separate nationality. And that I believe it's the eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto is to destroy nationality. And that's what this 14th Amendment and this whole U.S. citizen has done, is to destroy the 50 different nationalities here of each of the states.
I don't know. I'd have to look at Plank 8 again to see what it does. But actually, it was a statement by Marx in the Communist Manifesto that the communists are, you know, one of their jobs is to destroy countries and nationalities. And if you ask anyone what their nationality is, including my parents, they'll say, oh, I'm English or I'm German, you know. And I go, no. I say, give me your passport. And it says on there, which is vague and ambiguous anyway, it's part of this progressive destruction of countries and nationality, purging this from people's minds. It says nationality American on it, which is true in a sense, because you have a quasi-due nationality in regards to the Federation. When you go overseas, you're an American, you know, because the federal government's protecting you, which is actually part of this Expatriation Act, which is vaguely written also. They use a weird language in that, but Section 2 and 3 are kind of weird. But if I were to go over to seas, I wouldn't claim I'm an American. I'd say I'm an Illinoisan, you know. So
right.
They got people thinking that the United States is the end-all of everything, including if you go into Title 18, they use language like whoever. Title 18 is a criminal code. Oh, really? Whoever? So if Pete comes down from the planet Zircon, he's controlled by the United States and their criminal law? You've got to be kidding me. You know, so this is a vague, intentionally vague language they use. So they can prosecute anyone they want. It's criminal is what it is, being that deceptive. But, we just got a wiki article up on state nationality. So that went up yesterday. It still needs a little bit of work, but, if people want to read about, state nationality, it's up on wiki.
And I've said before that, you know, the 14th Amendment is a form of genocide.
Oh, yes, it is.
It effectively kills an entire political class, and that is the state nationals. It's specifically designed to destroy your allegiance to the state of your birth, and it has the effect of making this federal overlay so that the federal government now doesn't only exist in the 10 square miles of Washington D.C. It's effectively overlaid, and of course all the de jure republics have been replaced with corporate states, which are basically just subunits of the master trust corporation, is how I think of the United States. It's this, you know, it's the biggest corporation. It's a master trust that was formed with a ex post facto law. And of course, the 14th Amendment is really a bill of attainder. And as President Johnson said when it was released, back in the day, is that it was a bill of attainder on 9 million people all at once.
Yeah, that was part of one of the congressmen. I had him on my show. He's now deceased a couple years ago. And John Rarick from Louisiana. He was actually a judge in Louisiana. Good man. He brought all this to light. Back in 68 or 7, whenever it was, to Congress. And, one of the stories he told me, and I don't think he said it was on the show when he was on my show, but he said offline when I talked to him on the phone, when he got to Washington, there was a packet or an envelope of money on his desk that he refused. And that was the last time he was in office, you know, because he didn't play the Washington game. But anyway, going back from this rabbit trail we were on, I want to read this Nordyke versus King statement back in reference to the Second Amendment. It kind of pulls things together in that regard. I told people I'd read this. And it's out of the Court of Appeals, Ninth Circuit, 2009. They're talking about the Second Amendment here. This necessity, right of the people, quote unquote, existed before the Second Amendment as one of the fundamental rights of Englishmen. They're talking about, genocide here. One of the fundamental rights of Englishmen, Heller identified several reasons why the militia was considered necessary to the security of a free state, quote unquote. First, it is useful in repelling invasions and suppressing insurrections. Second, it renders large standing armies unnecessary. Third, when the able-bodied men of a nation are trained in arms and organized, they are better able to resist tyranny, quote unquote. In addition to these civic purposes, Heller characterized the right to keep and bear arms as a corollary to the individual right of self-defense. Thus, the right contains both a political component, it is a means to protect the public from tyranny, and a personal component. It is a means to protect the individual from threats to life and limb. We must trace this right, as thus described, through our history from the founding until the enactment of the 14th Amendment.
And there you have it.
There you have it. They're telling you right there.
The 14th Amendment changes your God-given, inalienable right into a state corporate privilege.
And the constitutionally protected rights. So when people are saying blindly that I have constitutional rights, oh, really? Which ones? Under the 14th Amendment? The privileges? Or the ones under the Constitution? And they've played games with this, which I call the gray area. You might want to read that definition. I think you have it in front of them. Because the 14th Amendment, there's a dual system of law in place. And U.S. citizens, at most, really don't have access to the constitutional liberties. They're going to be pigeonholed into this 14th Amendment status.
And let me, along those lines, let me read this gray area here, the definition. As the original Constitution was not done away with, the 14th Amendment created a dual system of law. People that do not correct their nationalities like to play with both sides of the system rather than making a stand to do what is right. This plays right into the hands of the government, as it allows it to keep the system intact and execute selective prosecution on such people. And, you know, there you have it. It's another gray area. Oh, thank you so much, my virus database. there's a new virus created. About every 15 minutes, that thing pops up to update the virus database. It's a gray area. And, again, you know, these people deal in deception and confusion and disinformation. And, this is all, the KGB, as an example of a secret service organization, spends 85% of their money on propaganda, on influencing public opinion, on hurting the masses. And this is exactly how our mainstream media news works. You know, whoever it is at the top of the system that writes all the stories, they then hand it down, and they think for every average American who watches 14 hours of television a day.
Right. I got rid of my television 3 years ago. Of course, I was aware of them, but I finally got sick of the BS they're forcing on people. And the deciding factor was I was a wimp and didn't write the cable company, but they finally, they took all the white judges off these judge shows that, are on Fox and wherever else. But they brought one back. He was a flaming gay guy, and I go, I'm done. This is it. They're pushing an agenda. I just couldn't take it anymore,
Cultural diversity, man.
Yeah, oh, whatever. God. And who's in charge.
I love all the commercials, that show, a middle-aged, kind of overweight white guy, who gets blown up and burned at work and, who goes out and instead of bringing home his wife's antique thing, he brings home a motorcycle and her antique thing, and his wife slaps her. And, I just say, take that white man and switch the roles and make it the wife and have the husband slap the wife in the face in the commercial. I mean, you'd have people coming out of the woodwork. Well, let's make it a black woman. Let's make it a black man. Let's have an interracial couple have the white woman slap the black man on TV. Never happen. Why? Because they're out there destroying the fabric of our nation by promoting this cultural diversity. Oh, we have to make room for everybody. Oh, all these different religions and all this, all these different values, and you don't have to learn to speak English to live in the United States. And, this is an agenda to tear apart the fabric of our communities and of our country.
Order out of chaos, divide and conquer.
Absolutely. That's, that's really what's going on. Divide and conquer. And again, just the discussions that, I've had with you and Jerry Kirk and Lee Brobst, who all have done the same thing, in my opinion, and that is you've opted out of the system. You've changed the jurisdiction over you from the United States to some other jurisdiction, whatever that may be. And yet, you know, the three of yous all disagree. I've had Jerry and Lee on the show before, and Lee basically told Jerry that he was crazy, you know. And Jerry called in last week and said, you know, your premise isn't right. And I know you've had conversations with Jerry where you told him, you know, nationality is the proper premise. And I think you're right. And I think your book has great value in that it defines all these different things, and it really gives you a perspective on how to fix the fundamental problem that's here. And voting for the system, you know, taking part in who gets the money. Basically, that's how I see the whole political system now, is everybody's out there politicking and lobbying the Congress to see how much of the money that's collected they get. You know, how much
well,
can you get
that's trying to fix something that's meant to be broke, you know. That's the way I look at that. Give it to them in the first place. Then you don't have to beg for it back.
Exactly.
You know, the whole income tax is ridiculous. That plank two of the Communist Manifesto. I was talking to one of my people I know in town here. I'm kind of friendly with him, but he says he's a specialist in Marxism, and that's what he was supposed to teach in school. Not that he agrees with it, mind you, but I started telling him, I go, all the planks, you know, here's what I said, okay? I go, you read the Communist Manifesto, and it said it basically has this air that middle class bad, ruling class good. And he goes, that's not what it does at all. And I go, well, explain to me then. He says, Russia was fascist, okay? I go, well, as far as I'm concerned, the Communist Manifesto is the blueprint for fascism. And I go, explain to me how all the planks of the Communist Manifesto are applied in America, then, if the ruling class is good, not good, according to Marx. And he goes, oh, I got to go. I caught him. It's like that, you know, stick your fingers in your ears. No. I don't want to hear this. I might be wrong on my thinking. You know, and here's another guy. Critical thinking has a lot to do with, you know, getting the right answers. But anyway, back to the other two people you just mentioned, the Island Maker Project. We've got six categories for people that are problems, island makers. And here they are. A patriot. Someone who has desire for community pride and membership has been tricked into giving allegiance to a false federal nation state. That's just simple definition there. Self-important, an attitude of self-conceited arrogance, an egotistical disregard for others. Fear-monger, those who perpetuate confusion and disinformation for personal gain, fame, or both. The truth of the matter is no concern to their endeavors. Agent provocateur, an enemy agent embedded simply to destroy the mission, moral, or public opinion of any group they infiltrate. Gatekeeper, serving the function of keeping the whole truth away from the people with knowledge or without knowledge. A maintainer. People or organizations directly profiting from the farce perpetrated on the American people. A good maintainer is the Bar Association. Example.
You know, people come to mind to me like Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin, you know, who have subverted the Tea Party movement.
No, yeah. Well, they could be considered agent provocateurs or maintainers. And,
sure,
you know, there's a lot of people with these definitions in the Island Makers Project. Part of the project is actually targeting and defining some of the people that are problem people. That's going to take a lot of time to categorize. But if you go through the definitions in the lexicon, you'll actually kind of I've been told already that it's only been up a month or so, but people have told me all you have to do is read through the definitions, and it gives you clarity on who's a problem and who's not. Or you can categorize your own people by what they're doing. And as far as I'm concerned, the litmus test, not that the 14th Amendment is the end of the road as far as remedy, it's only a beginning, it's a baby step. But if anyone ignores the 14th Amendment, they're suspect to me.
Well, and you know, I talked about it a little bit a couple of weeks ago about Atlanta, Georgia, and I think I mentioned it with you. We've got a representative, a congressman there, who's trying to restore people's God-given right to travel. And there's a bill there, I believe it's House Bill 875 in Georgia. And I can't think of the gentleman's, the congressman's name off the top of my head now. But, you know, these are all these little, you know, partial fixes. You know, nobody wants to go to the underlying fundamental thing and fix the foundation of the building. You know, they all want to go and try to, you know, tack this together and chain that together and make this work and make that work. But no one is willing to excavate under the building and fix the fundamental underlying error. And this is so true. If you look at the, you know, you look at the whole financial system, you know, you got to fix the fundamentals. The fundamentals are, if all, you know, currency is created by debt, then there's no way to ever pay it back because there's no money to pay the interest.
Right. But I, well, and that's another
that,
thing.
That said, as far as I'm concerned, in the background, that means that we have to go back to break. And, you know, time flies when we're having fun. We're down to the last 10 minutes of the show here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is Saturday, November the 13th. I want to invite everybody to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at the noon hour. It's just in a few minutes. And LB, in the last 5 minutes here, I want to just talk a little bit more. I've got your treatise here open in front of me, and I was just kind of reviewing the intent of the Expatriation Act, and this, right, again has back to do with nationality. If to become a U.S. citizen or to be naturalized as a U.S. citizen, you have to give up all other citizenship, then how is it that people have dual nationality? And can you talk on that for just the last few minutes here?
Yeah, I just told someone the other day that it's hogwash to have dual nationality. Basically, what they're doing is trying to tax people in different jurisdictions, and that's the intent. One of the operations of the 14th Amendment, dual citizenship, is to have alternate or additional taxation on people's on people. So, you know, I give an example in that Treason by Design article. In the real world, California and Utah can get in a tiff and go to war with each other. You can't have allegiance to both those states. You're either on one side or the other. And that's how, you know, things work. So if they're allowing dual citizenship, it's based on this New World Order principle to be able to tax people in different jurisdictions. So it's hogwash. It's all part of the destruction and communitarianism that you mentioned. It's just not feasible, and it breaks the law.
Yeah, if you look at the European Union, I think this is a model for how they're going to, you know, take the union of the regulation of the money supply and then bring that forward, you know, and they ran the referendum. The referendum got defeated, so they just replaced it with the treaty.
Yeah, so
by contracting powers that they're just making up the rules, no matter what, you know, and they're asking for your consent, but if you don't consent, then they do it anyhow.
Right. Right, so people have to start getting educated and learning. Actually, they used the 14th Amendment as a sales tool for the European Union. And now they've got all kinds of diversity problems over there. You know, it's getting ridiculous. Actually, they were trying to do what they did with the United States, period. I think the United States of America is the model for the New World Order. The 14th Amendment was just another step.
Well, America is the new world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've mentioned this before on my shows. All the presidents are descendants of King John Lackland Plantagenet of 13th century England, 1166 to 1216, I believe. And they're all his descendants. And as his name implies, Lackland, he was born without an estate. He did not own any land when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so the new world, it appears to me, the British monarchy has given it to John Lackland Plantagenet and his descendants, because every one of the presidents has been a descendant of his.
And you mentioned a state, and I want to get this in because we are talking about state nationals. State nationals are the lawful bodies politic of the Union. We are the owners of the territories that are being, have been destroyed through this 14th Amendment system. So a state means essentially nationality, or state nationality actually means a state, or, you know, something equivalent. So we are the owners.
And there you have it. You have to close the trust that's been established with the U.S. corporate government and go back to the nationality of the state that you were born in. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We're out of time. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. Our guest today has been L.B. Bork. Go out and get his book, The Red Amendment. Educate yourself. Make it happen out there. I love you. Goodbye.